In the spirit world, you have to move slowly. I think sometimes we move too fast in preaching, in every aspect. In the spirit world, you have to move slowly so you can get in tune to the presence of God. It's not a formality. It's not a going around in the same circle, in the same cycle. In the spirit realm, is always fresh.
Yes, sir.
If you let it be fresh.
Yes.
So, in other words, in the spirit, you cannot perform. There cannot be no element of pride of who you are. It's all about him. He won't visit if you don't invite him. What you mean by that? Reverence, humbleness, respect, expectation from you as an individual. Now, someone on your road may get it and you may not. Thank God for all praying people on my road. If something try to flow down my road, they're going to have a free course. Amen? Expectation is so important. And I don't want no one beating up on yourself because of your shortcoming. He specializes in helping people. I'm talking about myself with shortcoming. And so the atmosphere had been set for his presence to come. I really don't know all he's going to say. I just submit to him. But we're going to start. I've been teaching on the supernatural. And we're going to continue teaching on the supernatural. But I think that the Lord want to reveal some things to us apostolically and prophetically that the church going to have to move in.
Yes.
More dimensional.
Yes, sir.
In the spirit.
Yes, sir.
So just because you know 9 scriptures, please don't shut me off. Let him flow.
Yes.
Tell the person next to you, let him flow. I feel his presence already. Let the Holy Spirit have free course in your heart this morning. What I say? Yeah. And I heard another word when I said that. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Fresh. I believe that this week, a lot of fresh, not so much revelation, a lot of fresh presence of God. Pay attention when the scriptures are read. Don't let them be ritual. Let the Holy Spirit turn them into revelation. All right? Now, Father, we open this service this morning, but we open this whole camp meeting. People that come from all around the world. We thank you for Word of Life Christian Center and all my partners and members online. We thank you that you have your free course. Help me to yield to you, Lord. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. This is not a normal subject. I've been dealing with it about 2 Sundays, but I got to keep dealing with it. The secret of supernatural success. But I want to add 2 words with that that will wrap it up for you. The secret of supernatural success. When you talk about supernatural success, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 3. When you talk about supernatural success, your success is coming from another dimension.
Yes, sir.
Write that down.
Yes, sir.
Your success is not coming normally. It is a more powerful success than success.
Yep.
Normal success cannot touch this type of success. But this success is threefold: spirit, soul, and body. I'm successful in my spirit. I'm successful in my soul. I'm successful in my body. I'm successful in my marriage. I'm successful in my health. I'm successful in my finances. I'm successful in my ministry. I'm successful in my business. It's supernatural success. When supernatural success set in, nothing in your life, listen very carefully, can remain unsuccessful. See, so when you talk about supernatural success, you're talking about, let me give you this so you can have it. Your success is coming from another dimension. It has no limits. It is already put in place and paid for. Listen very carefully. The way is paved for you through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, I'll go on and do it, Lord. We had Matthew 3, but just turn to Ephesians 1. I want you to look at a verse, verse 3. I want you to look at a verse that tell it all. Ephesians 1 and 3. In reading that definition that your success is coming from another dimension and is already paid for,
yes, sir.
This voice is a grace voice.
Yes, sir.
It's a voice that can't be paid for by you. It's already paid for. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us.
Yes. Yes.
No, notice now, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That's a loaded verse. You looking at it? He has blessed us with all spirit. I want to tell you that was done supernaturally. You're supernaturally blessed. Say, I'm supernaturally blessed. So every doggone thing that telling me I'm not blessed this morning got to leave my life. For I'm about to turn my supernatural anointing blessing loose all around me. When you say supernatural, you mean it cannot be stopped. Now, I have to walk through this because it's an apostolic setting, because the church have not walked in this, only a remnant, but most local churches have never walked in this supernatural success. before I read about, see, Jesus was a man who mastered supernatural success when he was on earth. He came to show us how to do it. I'm going to show it clearly to you in a few moments. But let's back to my text. And I'm going to be jumping around a little bit this morning. Back to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Back there for a moment. Now, I want you to also remember surrendered sonship. That's very important. You're going to have to surrender. You cannot walk in supernatural success if you're not surrendered to sanctification. All right. It's very important for you to understand that you're not going to just be a church jumping, a church goer. You're going to have to surrender for this. Now, there in Joshua 1:8, Joshua was coming to take on the ministry that Moses had set. And the Lord told him, be of good courage. But then he told him how to be successful there in that 8th verse. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. So you're talking about it all the time. You don't stay in a conversation too long without mentioning God. Don't let nobody pull you, none of your family members, nobody pull you in a conversation that's going on for hours and hours, and nobody never say nothing about Jesus. Yes. This book of the Lord should not depart. You talk to me a few minutes, I'm going to say something. If I don't say nothing about hallelujah, I'll say hallelujah. Praise God. Praise. My family know that. We're sitting and walking a birthday party or whatever it is. They say, I didn't know it's coming. But it's come out automatically. I mean, what's in you? Well, it'll come out of you. Now, if you don't have nothing in you, you're going to talk about the football and all the other stuff. You're going to keep talking about it for two, three, four, 5 hours. So whatever in you coming out. You know, I feel the Holy Ghost going to hit this place this morning. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, and thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt prosper, or thou shalt make that way prosper. And look, notice that last statement, thou shalt have what? That good success is supernatural success. All right? Now, remember, you have to surrender for it. It's not going to come automatically. Now, go to Matthew 3. You're about to see the master of supernatural success. And he's a man at that time. But he has certain things that have transpired in his life that make him able to move beyond manhood. Just a natural man. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 13.
Yes.
And I tell you, this is the master scripture of being supernatural. Some things transpired. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering, said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it cometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Now I want you to grab that word righteousness. But as many as receive him, give he the power to become the sons of God. And then you are the righteousness of God, right? You're a Christian. If you're a Christian, you're the righteousness of God. That righteousness is an element of supernatural success.
Yes, sir.
See, you understanding that Your righteousness is based on what Jesus did, not what you did, but you accepted him. And that righteousness put you in a brand new territory. I am the righteousness of God. So Jesus operated in supernatural success because he knew he was. Y'all so slow. Let me try that again. Jesus operated in supernatural success because he knew he was. See, you have to know that. Oh my. You have to let the Holy Spirit instill that in you properly. You're going to have to know, in spite of your shortcomings, in spite of your mistakes, that you still the righteousness of God. That means that I have a right to everything God say in this book at all times, no matter who else don't get it. I am the righteousness of God because of what Jesus did. See, long as you keep that clear, because righteousness is not going to manifest if you don't put Jesus in it. But righteousness is one of the forces of supernatural success. Got that? Your righteousness gives you the right to live in supernatural success. In every aspect of your life, the rest of your day. Anyone here, anyone on the sound of my voice, have not experienced success today, good success will be imparted to you. And a lot of things about to change in your life. Supernaturally. By the Holy Spirit. I'm hearing this. A lot of slack is about to be jerked out of your life. Things that have been holding you back will be moved out of your life this morning. There will be no one and nothing to stop you from getting what is rightfully yours. All of your infirmities is about to be anointed this morning. Listen very carefully. And your shortcoming is about to become a ticket to your blessing. Your shortcoming. Listen what the Lord is saying to you. Your shortcoming, your infirmity, your inadequacies, your incapabilities, your mistakes. Can I say it another way? What you can't do, die in your life today. Oh man. Y'all didn't hear that? You never heard that before? I never heard it. What you can't do, die in your life today. What you couldn't do, where you couldn't go, die in your life today. There is a fresh anointing coming on your life right now to do the impossible. Not by might, nor by power, but by his resurrected spirit. Righteousness is the first thing you got to understand, that I have been made the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Live in that righteousness. Talk about it. Study it. It means I have a right to everything I need, everything I desire is already paid for. That's supernatural success. In supernatural success, I'm going to go ahead and say it, you can't stay in debt. In supernatural success, you walk through the house and you belong to me. No mortgage. Y'all don't want it. Y'all, I see y'all don't want it. All right. You better let the Holy Ghost talk to you every morning. Every car you drive, pay it for. Why y'all ain't shouting? It come up on you this morning. I feel it coming out. I feel on. Woo! You ever went somewhere and got more than you bargained for? That would happen to you this morning. You thought you were just, well, I'm going to go a little early. No, you're here for a reason this morning, baby. I tell somebody, I'm here for a reason. Something happening to me like never before. This is my day. I'm the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Sit down. Somebody just got blessed. Who is it? Sit down, hold your back. I told y'all, sit down. The 16 voice. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. Now I'm showing you the master of supernatural success And I'm, oh my. And I'm giving you the divine ingredients that was in his life to make him the master. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got to see something here. Yeah, I see it. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. Here it is. And lo, the heavens were open. Unto him. You ain't got it. That's the next. I'm the righteousness of God, and at all times the heavens are open to me. So whatever the government cut off, and whatever science can't explain, and when academic runs out, I got another source called heaven open to me, and whatever miracle, whatever sign, whatever wonder need to be done to get me where I need to go, I get it supernatural. Why? Because I'm the righteousness of God and I live under. Come on, son. Say, I'm the righteousness of God and I live under open heaven. Yeah, he sold $1,000 at a time. That's the way it is. But he moved behind me. Now when I walk out my backyard, I'm looking at his house. I'm the righteousness of God. Do you understand the validity?
Yes. Yes.
The volume of that statement? Some theologian gonna fall out right now. It means the righteousness of God means I'm equal with Jesus. Whatever Jesus could do, I can do it. Whatever Jesus could have, whatever miracle that need to be performed, that Jesus performed, I can do it also. Because Jesus is in me. Yeah, all your religions just died just now. All your religion just died. See, religion got to die for righteousness to flow. Most people got religion, but you got righteousness. Meaning, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law unto the blessing of God. So now, no matter where you go, no matter what you're dealing with, you're living under. Now my question is, I need to move on, but my question is there anything heaven can't answer? Because when you say you're living under the open heaven, you're living under an open God. Yes. El Shaddai. Yes. Jehovah Jireh. Yes. Jehovah Rapha. Yes. Emmanuel. Yes. Don't you dare say you can't have it no more. It's something you're not yielding. That's the only way you can't have it. You got to get rid of religion and let righteousness step in. See, See, righteousness needs revelation. And so the Holy Spirit revealed to you who you really are. Hallelujah. You're not going to open your mouth? I'm sure pastor, I'm about to help all pastors right now. When you go to a restaurant and they bring your food, do you open your mouth? You just sit there and, you know, everybody else eating, you sit there. Why you come to God's house when the word says man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, why don't you open your mouth and eat something up here? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You never went to a restaurant and didn't open your mouth. You're in God's restaurant right now. So you need to open your mouth. God's trying to feed you supernatural success. You got to say something for yourself. You can't think about the other person. You got to say, yeah, Lord, you're talking to me. I got it. I receive it. My life's changing right now. I'm the righteousness of God. I'm on the open heaven. Success, supernatural success, is being poured out on me right now. I'm leaving this place different. I came one way, I'm going back another way. I came driving, but I'm about to leave flying. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the spirit realm. You know what all that said? You want me to interpret? I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive. I hear what I'm hearing the Spirit of God saying. I don't care what your condition was when you came in here. You're in a new position. You move from condition to position. Come on, write that down. You move from condition to position. Come on. Your condition doesn't matter. You're in a new position. Got it? Hallelujah. Remember, you're at the restaurant. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and leave here and go to the restaurant, sit down, get the thing, and then bring the food and just sit there. I hear them waitress talk now. That man, he must be stupid. He didn't order the food, he ain't eating it. What he come here for? What you come here for? Open your mouth every now and then. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've been delivered.
I've been delivered.
I've been set free.
I've been blessed.
Hallelujah. Well, get better. Sit down. Look at the 16th verse again. Now I want you to see again in the middle of the 16th verse, the heavens were open unto him. Yes. Sound personal to me. Do you believe you got a personal open? Oh my God. I came to church this morning and found out I have a personal opening in heaven just for me. In other words, I'm personally recognized in heaven. What's your name? Yeah, your first name.
Lisa.
Yeah, you.
Terry.
What's your first name?
Tammy.
Say me.
Tammy.
Say me.
Tammy.
What? Say it, bro.
Tammy.
Timmy.
Yes, sir.
With a T?
Yes, sir.
Heaven got your name. And nobody can take your place. It's personal. Sam over here, Sam over there, Sam over there. My name is personally written in heaven for my blessing to come through. Nobody else can use my name. He knows me personally.
Thank you, Lord. Glory.
The heavens are open. With supernatural success and supernatural blessing personalized in my name. And I think I'm going to shout about that. I'm going to shout. Some of y'all not shouting. I'm talking about shout. Everybody shout. I'm talking about shouting like that. See, that's what you call shouting. Y'all, I'm from the country. I'm talking about getting up off the ground and shouting. I ain't talking about just opening your mouth. I'm talking about getting up. And the Holy Ghost told me just now, everyone shouted, just register. Your life will be supernatural the rest of your day. Because you're receiving an apostolic impartation. When you shouted at the apostle's voice, you registered for supernatural success everywhere you go from this day forward. Some of y'all gonna get out of debt so fast, you're gonna run, you're gonna scratch your head. I'm telling you because you just registered. I just tell y'all, it ain't bragging. I'm packing a supernatural debt cancellation anointing for the body of Christ. For the body of Christ. Yes. Come on, son. For the body of Christ. Yes, sir, I receive. Sit down. Let me try to finish. Have you registered yet? Some of y'all haven't registered yet. You better register. If you never said nothing in church before in your life, you better say something today. You can't sit up here and look all cute and all nice. You better say something. Hallelujah! I heard the Spirit of God said, everybody in you is free from everything that will hinder you in any kind of way. I call you free. Oh my goodness. I call you free right now from everything that's been hindering you, everything been blocking you, everything been holding you back. It's off your back now. You're free to go. Fly, run, jump, shout. Because you got it. You got it! It keeps on there, girl. Don't pay no attention to that stiff person next to you. That stiff person next to you, don't pay them no mind. Just jump all over them. I give you the right. Just jump all over them. But they ain't gonna do nothing. They're just gonna stand there and look. Just run there. Pray and have your way. Rejoice because God is speaking to you. Matter of fact, I want that old dignified praying to get off my roll so the Holy Ghost can flow. I want that old dignified praying to get off my roll so the Holy Ghost can flow. I want the old dignified person to get off my roll so the Holy Ghost can flow. I want that old dignified person who don't want to move, get off my roll so the Holy Ghost can flow. I come here to receive. Come on, son. I see. Just get off my roll. If you're not going to flow, get off my road. How many of y'all received something thus far? How many of y'all glad you're here something for? Supernatural success come from surrendered sonship. Let me try to close. Hallelujah. No, I gotta preach it more and more, and I gotta preach it more tonight too. Because I usually open up the camp meeting. Now boy, I'm not gonna be the whole year after I tell you the next thing. Some of y'all have seen it already. The next transaction in this text. Righteousness. But the first one, what the second one was? Huh? Open heaven. You got your Bible? See what else happened now. Let's just see the third thing in verse 16. Somebody saw it. I see some of y'all haven't seen it yet. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. You saw the Spirit of God? Yeah. Descending like a dove. Yeah. And lighting upon him. Now I'm the righteousness of God.
I'm under open heaven. Now the Spirit of God descended and landed on me. How many see it? Y'all got a Bible? Y'all not excited? The Holy Ghost unfolding this to you so you can know how to operate in supernatural success. Righteousness, open heaven. And now, the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God descended like a dove and did what? That's what happened to you right now. The Holy Ghost just landed on you. No, you got the Holy Ghost, but in this revelation, in this teaching, he's landing on you for a new dimension in your life. Why you go to a restaurant and don't eat? When the last time you went to a restaurant? You don't go to a restaurant when you're fasting. Y'all fasting? Who saw the next one? I want y'all to be with me. Who saw the next one now? Who saw it? Oh my goodness, preach Holy Ghost. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Now you got a voice from heaven saying, you are son, you are daughter, and saying, I'm well pleased, let them have what they want. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Turn to 1 Thessalonians 5:23 right quick. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I'm going to find a jumping over place here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can't hear you.
Hallelujah.
Now, I might give you an opportunity. You got your notes. Tell me somewhere where your life was changed this morning. Your life had to be changed this morning. Just this few more. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the message. You're the righteousness of God. I knew you knew you was the righteousness of God, but all is now opening you up to supernatural success. Supernatural success means it can't be stopped. It means it's unlimited. I'm a person wearing supernatural success from God. You tell that to the average pastor, he gonna shut you down. Because he never been there. Because the apostolic and the prophetic has not been on his life. So he's doing the best he can. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Now, Pastor Forbes, he's an apostolic. So he would understand you saying that. See, that's what got to come into the church. The church got to come under the whole fivefold ministry gift in order to flow like she should flow. The apostolic is coming in. You don't hear a preaching like this everywhere. See, it's greater dimension of revelation, greater dimension of anointing, greater dimension of wisdom. And I'm not a little sideline right here. And then manifestation and demonstration. see what I'm preaching in my life.
Yes.
And it's out in the open.
Yes.
Where other people can see it.
Yes. Yes.
See, I'm in charge of my family.
Yes.
I'm the head of my house.
Yes.
And my family willing to surrender because they're so blessed.
Yes.
You can't tell me that about no marriage. I've been married 52 years. I'm going to tell you, I ought to be to tell you something. And I haven't run around at all. Well, I tell you, Tony. Very God of peace, sanctify you whole, and I pray, God, see your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's powerful, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, Junior have a tendency, my son, my oldest son, he have a tendency to not know what I'm going to preach, but the Holy Spirit tell him exactly what to read in the devotion. Go to Revelation 1:10. That's amazing. He don't know, but it's just connection. Because all of this I'm talking about, you see, you have to be in the spirit. A lot of people missing things from God because they're not in the spirit. They're good people. They got a Bible in their hand. And they're saying the right words, but they're not in the spirit. See, if you want to hear the voice of God, you're going to have to be in the spirit. See, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. So that validated the rest of the voice. In other words, if I'm not in the spirit, I'm not going to hear nothing. But a good sermon, a good hum. Oh Lord. But I don't have nothing to address my life with.
Yes.
See, Satan attacks to stop you. You have to be addressed properly.
Yes, sir.
So you got to be in the spirit. See, John said, I was in the spirit. I mean, in a territory that was against it. Uh-oh. I got a few more minutes. You may be in a territory that is against you. And it's not working out just right now. But because you're in the spirit, and because I'm in the spirit, I can hear the voice of God, this thing about to change. It's possible for you to read your Bible and not be in the spirit. It's possible to go to church and not be in the spirit. It takes effort to be in the spirit. You got to want to be in the spirit. See, religion and revelation can't sit on the same road. When he said he was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and he said, and heard behind me a great voice. When you're in the spirit, you're going to hear that great voice. My sheep hear my voice. The voice of a stranger. Everything that is against you is a voice of a stranger. Everything telling you can't make it is a voice of a stranger. Everything telling you you're going down is a voice of a stranger. Be in the spirit. Hear the voice of God. God say, I got that. That pain hit your body don't mean you're going to die. And Satan's trying to offer you something that you don't want. He didn't only hear when you're in the spirit. You don't only hear. You read down further, he saw.
Yeah.
When you're in the spirit, you hear and see.
Yes.
Now, I have to say it this way, my brothers and sisters. I have to say it this way, apostolically. Your dumb days are over. That's what the Holy Ghost told me. Tell them their dumb days are over. You're a child of God. You got a divine right to be blessed going in and coming out. Your dumb days are over. I got to find a jumping off place here. Hallelujah. So there's a surrendering of spirit, soul, and body. In the supernatural, you have to be led, controlled, and directed by the spirit living within. Life in the spirit is a supernatural life. God's purpose for your life is that you live in the supernatural. What I said? The church is a supernatural organism. Turn to Luke 24:49 quickly. I'm going to close. Luke 24:49. So what they did back there, they went home. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Ooh, ooh. Tarry. Sometime when you attack. Tarry till you be endued with power from on high. Wait on him. What the scripture said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, such thing in this life, you're not going to be attacked, but tarry. There's an answer for you. There's help coming. Are you hearing me? Turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. I feel like Baptist humming now. Oh, Lord. I done got in there now, man. I feel the Lord touch me all on my shoulder. Oh, I can't hardly handle it. Every now and then I got to go back there, you know. Now I'll tell you what the Spirit of God just said to me. Somebody home just got swept out. Everything that was a hindrance in your home got swept out by the power of God. I don't know whether angels swept it out. I don't know who swept it out, but it swept out. When you go back, you're not gonna find that same trash. Peace. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Look at that, Acts 2:4. They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You see that? Go to the fifth verse. Oh, my. I got to close here, Lord. Go to the fifth verse. And there were the one at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Go to the eighth verse. Acts 2:8. And how hear we every man is in our own tongue wherein we were born. Jesus as a man lived supernatural. under open heaven. The Spirit of God was upon him, and the voice from heaven speaking to him. Don't you forget that. Now I'm going to give you these four right quick. Got 4 minutes. Four things will open the heaven up for you. Some of my members, I'm going over it again. Praying in the Spirit. I'm going to give you a scripture now, and I got time. 1 Corinthians 14:2, Jude 20, Romans 8:26-28. That's going to open heaven up for you. The next thing is pulling down all strongholds. You've got to do that on a daily basis. 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. Then, to operate in the supernatural, you got to be dressed right. Putting on the whole armor of God. Look at Ephesians 6:12. You're fighting against a supernatural enemy. What? Oh, my goodness. You're fighting against a supernatural enemy. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. See, so if the enemy is supernatural and you just natural, reading your Bible. You got cha-ta-ta-la-ba-ka-ta-la. Pray till you get supernatural. Why do you think I'm so wild up here this morning? I was up at 5 o'clock in the morning praying, 5:30. That's why I'm so wild up here. I'm supernatural. I don't care what you think. Cha-cha-ta-la-ba-cha. I don't care how good you say I preach. I ain't thinking about how you say I preach. I'm just preaching. I ain't got time to be thinking about what you think. It might have been your hearing, not my preaching. But it might have been your flesh blocking the spirit. And you ain't gonna look at me talking about he ain't preach. You just couldn't listen. That's your problem. You ain't come here to hear nothing. You so excited about your dress, you can't hear nothing. Or your suit, you can't hear nothing. No, boy, don't be worrying yourself with them. They ain't getting nothing. Don't be worrying with them. It's not you, it's them. They can't hear. You prepared, you prayed, you clean, and you holy, and you ready, and God sent you up here, say it, man. Say it just like he said it to you. Don't look at their face and let their face turn you around to say something else to satisfy them. Say what he said. Somebody gonna get blessed. I close. Now, let me send this home with you. Let me send this home with you. Progressive angels are always working on my behalf. Write that down. Progressive angels are always working on your behalf. You want the scripture? Genesis 28:10-15. Hebrews 1:14. Psalm 34:7-9. We'll take up there. We've got tomorrow morning. I'll start. We'll take up. I want you to point at three people and tell them, hush, hush, somebody calling your name. Bring me that book, Leroy. Bring me that book. You got blessed?
Yeah.
You know we're going to have a good week, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.